الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsala of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah in this silsala. In the ayat number 89 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين And when there came to them that book, Quran, from Allah Azza wa Jal, confirming that book that was with them, Torah, and that before they used to seek victory over infidels through the medium of that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they actually came to them, the said Prophet whom they recognized, they rejected him outright. So the curse of Allah will be upon those who reject faith. In this ayah kareemah, it is said that, O Muslims, till when you are going to hope for their iman, or you hoping when they would believe. These are very stubborn infidels. These are very stubborn kuffar. The best example of their stubbornness is that the truthfulness of their Torah was based on the coming of Quran Kareem. They should have taken Quran Kareem in their both hands, embrace Quran-e-Kareem, kiss Quran-e-Kareem, put Quran-e-Kareem on their eyes and keep upon their heads. They should have celebrated. They should have gone to the kuffar and say that Quran came as an evidence that our Torah, our book is correct. Our book is Kalam of Allah. Quran came to attestify our book. And Quran also made an announcement that Anbiya in Bani Israel, the prophets in Bani Israel are the truthful prophet. Asbab or causes of la'nat or curse are three. One is kufr, one is bid'ah, and one is fisq. And la'nat has three stages or three categories. Number one is to curse someone with a common attribute. For example, as we say, La'nat be on kafir or on bid'ati or on fasiq, on a sinner. And the second category is that la'nat with a particular or exclusive attribute. For example, if person says, the la'nat of Allah be on a Jew or on a Christian or on an adulterer or on a person who takes bribery or interest, etc. So these two types of la'nats are jais. One is with wasf-e-aam and one is with wasf-e-khas, via a common attribute or via an exclusive attribute. And the third category of la'nat is that to curse someone by taking the name. This is only allowed for those kuffar whose kufr is proven according to Sharia. For example, Fir'aun or Abu Lahab or Abu Jahl, etc. So these people, for example, Fir'aun or Abu Jahl or Abu Lahab, la'nat can be sent upon them by name because their kufr is proven shar'an. But any other person after death, we cannot send la'nat upon him by taking his name, because his death with kufr is not proven to us with a shar'i dalil, with the proof of Sharia. There's possibility that maybe he might have accepted Islam at the time of death, and we don't know anything about it. There are many people who curse their animals, who curse their goods, who curse many things that, you know, they come across with. That's a bad habit. Just keep in mind that when person curses someone or something that does not deserve curse, the curse returns to that person. A Muslim by nature is not a cursing person. A Muslim always thinks good and talks good about other believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that many women, or majority of women, will be in Jahannam because they curse a lot. So from this ayah kareema, we understand that cursing is not a good habit, and especially cursing by name. And as far as the cursing the bad thing or the bad qualities is concerned, that is allowed, and that we have discussed. And we also understand from this ayah kareema that the azab of an alim kafir is more than the azab of a jahil kafir. Because a jahil, ignorant kafir is doing his kufr because of not knowing. And a kafir who is alim means he knows, he got the ilm. And we learn from this ayah kareema that a kafir who's learned will be punished more severely than the kafir who is ignorant. Because an ignorant person, he is committing kufr because of not knowing. And an alim, a learned man, when he commits kufr, he commits kufr due to stubbornness and due to rebellion and due to other reasons. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that every person's name is kept by their parents. And the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kept by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because before he arrived in this dunya, his name was sounded all over the world. And all the people, all the ummahs previously, they knew him. They knew his name, and they used to make dua with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How could they make dua with his wasila if they did not know his name? If they did not know who is he? So he was known and recognized by name to all the people in all the times. And that is a very beautiful speciality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that some people who deny the tawassul and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when these dalail and proofs are given, and then they are forced to accept, and they say, yes, wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is allowed in his apparent life, but after his departing from this world, then wasila is not allowed. Because Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of his khilafat, he took wasila of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the uncle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, oh Allah, we used to make tawassul through your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now we make tawassul through the uncle of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. please give us rain at this time of drought. And the rain came. So they say that it is proven from this hadith that wasila was only allowed in the life, and wasila is not allowed after when the apparent life is gone. In actual fact, there is a total misunderstanding. In fact, in this hadith mubarakah, it has been proven that let alone Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even his nisbat, even his relationship can be used as wasila in the baragah and in the holy court of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did this to show and to prove that we can make dua with the wasila of nisbat and the relationship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can we then deny the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas we are taking benefits with the wasila of the relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So indeed we can be benefited with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, from the tafsir of this particular ayah karima, we have learned that even people before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make tawassul or used to use wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for duas and for the difficulties. Therefore, this exercise and this practice of wasila of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other beloveds of Almighty Allah azza wa jal is proven with authenticity from Quran and from the hadith and from the aqwal of ulama and salihin and from the practice of salihin. It is mentioned in Tafsir Azizi that the Jews of that time, they were certain and sure that when they are in difficulty, they will take the name of Nabi Akhirul Zaman, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will have victory over the kuffar and they will get the help from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And whenever they used to fight with their enemies and they were defeated, they'll come to their ulama and their ulama will teach them a dua. And that dua is mentioned in Tafsir Azizi, that go and read this dua and you will have victory over the kuffar. And the dua is, Allahumma Rabbana inna nas'aluka bihaqqi ahmadin nabiyyil ummiyyil ladhi wa'attana an tukhrijhu lana fi akhiriz zamani wa bikitabika alladhi tanzilu alayhi akhira ma yanzilu an tansurana ala a'da'ina. The meaning of dua is that, O our Lord, we ask you with the wasila, with the medium of Nabi, who's Ummi, and his name is Ahmad. You have promised to send him, and we seek help from you with the barakat of that book which you will reveal upon him. And that book you are going to reveal at the end of all the books. O Allah, give us victory over the enemies. So it's a beautiful dua. And if we can also learn this dua and make dua with the wasila of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the Bani Israel of that time could get help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed we can also get help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, this is the way of salihin. This is the way of mainstream Muslims, that they always make dua with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah keep us on the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah keep us firm and strong on this beautiful path of salihin. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. me the flag.